they should die whilst in the shelter, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes. If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.
Hello everybody, 101.9 FM, CITR, live from UBC. My name is Hans von Klaus and this is Misery Hour. A few minutes ago we were listening to Dying Minutes of Sex in Van City with Caroline. And I'll be followed by Vampira Dracula with Vampire's Ball. Some techno, some goth noise and unknown. So here we go again. Again, another week. Day is, what is the day today? Oh, 13 what is it, November? Yeah, 2013. Getting ridiculously old with every single fucking day. And I guess it's a good thing. It's probably better to talk about that than being talked about as a dad, isn't it? I just simply don't have a clue what's going to happen tonight. Most of the time, actually, I have some idea. I didn't bring any anger and agenda or anything like this, except the usual one, people suck. And that's how it is. So we'll see how that goes. We'll start with something and then probably we'll snowball from there. Anyway, some usual suspects, of course, as always. So it is easy listening for you. From the very beginning to the very end. I think I need some sleep. I need some time to get home to Wunderbar Burnaby. So I'll probably leave around 22:01 and I'll leave you with some something out of the YouTube or the net, whatever I find. Last week I promised you I'll play some Japan, what was it? The promise wasn't kept because I played totally something different. Actually, it wasn't totally different, was it? Just Japan Live from something from Tokyo, maybe, but it doesn't matter really. Nobody listens, just few out there. If you do, you know that stuff already anyway. So, like, I made a decision a few weeks ago, no more phone calls. I have some friends, they know my phone number, and you have my email if you like. For some reason, I don't get much shit on through the emails, so I can take it. But on the phone, I just have no patience for this shit, and I'm just too old to explain myself and prove to anybody. So do me, myself, and yourself a favor. Just stay away from the telephone. And if you want to just say something, it's hansvonklaus60@gmail.com. And it's not fucking Klaus like most of you think. It's Klaus, K-L-O-S-S. So it's hansvonklaus60@gmail.com. One word. That would be it for information. This is not a goddamn Facebook here, so yeah. This is a garden drummer.
Who's to tell? 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 Who's to tell?
Now, John. Never, never tell. Never tell. Who's to tell? Never tell.
Original Chaostrophe, that's right, Chaostrophe and Hotel Coil from Stolen and Contaminated Songs. You heard three pieces. That's how this record opens. And it is absolutely brilliant piece of music. And I think the Love and Secret Domain was before this or after, I don't know. Well, those two is just... For someone who is not afraid of music that doesn't sound like music, it is a treasure, so highly recommend. FM CITR, this is Misery Hour. My name is Hans von Kloss, your Polish import. Speaking of Polish, Poland, 11th of November. It's usually Independence Day in Poland, which is end of the First World War, basically when Poland rose from ashes, non-existent on the map for almost 300 years. Oh, my 200, should I say. Split between Prussia, Russia, and Austro-Hungarian Empire. And Warsaw was theater for all the right wings and homophobes and pro-fascist movement. There was a small amount of, well, no, it wasn't really that small amount of freaks in balaclavas, destroying everything. They think that it's taking away their life space, whatever the fuck they want by that, mean by that. So I don't know if they ever show this on the news, local news here. I don't even watch it. Local news, I watched local news actually a couple days ago for 5 minutes, maybe 2 minutes of each, and it's completely unwatchable. It's just like looking at probably first classes on BCIT journalism or something like this, if they have classes like this, and they just transfer this to their so-called professional TV. And it was just, it was painful to watch it actually. But anyway, so there it is, that little Polish movement there, right-wing neo-fascist, that will destroy everything in the name of freeing their space. It happens everywhere, but the reason I'm saying about it, talking about it, because I used to be a part of it. I still am, in a way. And it's quite sad that it's still such a homophobia and hatred still alive in some places. But I hope it's dying slowly, slowly, slowly. But the reason it is of this to is happening, it's of course parents, because all those kids are not really kids, they're big fucking grown up men, they're just young, between 18 and 30, but they're being raised by really, really sick, uneducated parents, and that's what happens out there. They just come out and get another kid coming out from very full of hate and uneducated family in, you know, misery loves company. So I don't know if I'm saying this, you don't give a damn anyway, because everybody in North America is just like caring about North America, if you care about anything anyway around here. It's a hockey six pack and whatever. This is Misery Hour, in case you're wondering.
In my vision, I was on the veranda of a vast estate, colossal of some fantastic proportion. Mind revealing itself to itself. This was a vision.
украшенной холодной поверхности. Это либо металл крашеный, либо, может быть, пластмасса. Цветной. Там есть яркий. Похоже, может быть, это игрушка. Поверхность гладкая, но есть вот какие-то выступы. Палец даже застревает. Может быть, это какие-то насечки, или это буквы. Или выступы просто. На игрушку похоже. Разноцветный металл или пластмасса, крашеный металл. Вот все. Стоп.
her friends, the Wolves, from Stolen Contaminated Songs, with some really unnamed ambient CD that I bought somewhere in the Salvation Army or some other place like this years ago, with the Russian guy speaking on top of it. And I still, until today, can't figure out, is that the fear or sadness, or it's just a friendly voice speaking of something that happened one day. I know Russian quite enough, well enough should I say, but I really can't make really much out of it. Maybe that's how it is. Tape on purpose. I can't really understand all of it. I know he's saying about something beautiful, but it doesn't mean doesn't include the fear in his mind. Okay, made in Poland with It's Only the Woman. So like I said, a little fire in Warsaw on 2 days ago. And I was always against violence, and it's solving some issues that way is just totally fucked up for me. And when I see those kids here with this balaclava, this kind of becomes like a trend those days. You're such a fucking cool and you know, powerful dude, but you have to cover your face. And it just takes away everything that you stand behind, if you do stand behind anything. And of course, against violence is just something that pisses me off even more. So, to all of you scientists, so-called, and people in labs and all sorts of companies that test on animals, well, of course, I wish you all the worst, and you can only imagine more what I mean by this.
beaten by the air. Yes, też najgorszym odbyciem stwarzasz pozory dobroci. Pochłania. Jesteś kobietą. Yeah.
see the world with a heart that knows. Shadow play, put no trust in milestones. Desperate homes, halfway homes. I share the world with one who knows. The light still shines in shadow play. Thank you.
There you have it, Animals from Pink Floyd, by Pink Floyd. That was apparently sheep's dust, wasn't it? Yeah. Sheep, that's correct. Well, they assign every animal to some human character, and I don't think they get it right, but it's quite the right concept. Almost midnight. Stay tuned for more bad and good programming on CTR. And make sure you stay tuned for Vampira Dracula at almost 1. I'll be about 60 minutes from now with techno, goth and industrial with Vampire's Ball. And it's Hans von Kloss, Polish import. Maybe one day export, who knows? Who knows? Who does know that? So, Rain Tree Crows, kind of forgotten by me, David Sylvian, and part of Japan Project. And then, probably something insane, as me, of course. So, here it is. Pocket full of change. It's just story of my life.
world is mine. When she cries, she cries for me. She cries for me.
Thank you. hot. Contemporary. Anti-Soviet. Apple pie.
Well, that's probably the first and the last one when Robert Smith became political. I saw them. Nevertheless, great music. 101.9 FM CITR, day number 14 of November 2013. You listen to Music Hour with Hans von Klaus, your Polish prince. I think we'll go back to Stolen and Contaminated songs. It's just like a coil, day or night. It's a great 11 minutes of something really building up very nicely. And I just wish I knew what title of that is. Who gives a fuck anyway? But you know what? Just for sake of it. Hell. That's the guy who says, who cares about titles? And I'm looking for one. Yeah. I think it was right. NASA Arab. There you go. It's worth to look for it. Okay, there it is, the Benson and Hedges moment now. Thank you. had some coil for you from Stolen Contaminated. But the following one is just a piece of art, so we won't interrupt. Keep going with that.
Thank you. the water. Hold it down. Hold it down. Take me to the water. Push me in the water. Cold black water. Deep black water. Who's out there? Who's out there? Light the fires. Fire eater. Burn it down. Burn it down. Into truth. Into truth. Fire eater. Fire eater. Fire eater. Cleanse the water. Who's out there in the depths? Murky water, deep black water. Burn it down. Burn it down. Every minute it gets more hungry, and I don't know what it is. I don't know what.
The Wolfgang Press with the Fire Eater. I'll leave you after we'll play a couple things more from Dada and the Cranes. Well, one of the, well, maybe not the best, but most important records ever released by Swans, called The Seer. It's available actually on YouTube as well. So that's where we're gonna play it from. I'm going to play it from. So, since I have no compassion left anymore, I can't mention any Philippines or, you know. Like they say, one death is a tragedy and 1,000 is just a number. So, I better get used to it. I always say that we're overpopulated. So, the Mother Nature is just doing the cleanup because we're messing up with the planet big time. So that's how the mother or father or uncle nature is just getting rid of us one by one, slowly and surely. And we do deserve it, of course we do. So here it is, Lilies by Cranes, and then Matt Johnson and Dada, and after this, until Vampira Draculia with Vampire's Ball will be here with you till 3 o'clock in the morning, I believe, or 4. You will hear the Swans from an album called The Seer, or Seer, yeah, I don't know, something like that. I wish you rain.
Thank you. cast the darkest shadows upon the human heart. But God didn't build himself that throne. God doesn't live in Israel or Rome. God doesn't belong to the Yankee dollar. God is a man that walks for his water. God doesn't even go to church. And God sent us down to hell to burn.
If any member of the family should die whilst in the shelter from contamination, put them outside, but remember to tag them first for identification purposes.